Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 11th of August, the 223rd day of 2025, with 142 days awaiting us on our way to 2026. Sounds like an orderly sum, yet we are also accompanied by the 10,000 things Lao Tzu writes of in the Tao. And the 10,000 things do not conduct themselves in an orderly way. They are not proportionally distributed on an hourly, daily, or even weekly basis. The 10,000 things can manifest themselves inside of a minute, providing a distraction so great that the remaining minutes of that hour are now dazed and confused, left in total disarray. We have for millennia believed that staying focused will not only save us, but also sustain us. Holiday Mathis, the astrologer for our local newspaper, among hundreds of news media outlets worldwide, told us Capricorns today, "The goal is within reach, but not if you let a dozen distractions split your focus." Ah, they seem like such wise words. So how come the distractions keep commandeering so much of the momentum of my best-laid plans? Am I weak? Too sensitive to the tug of random stimuli? Another mistaken believer in the viability of multitasking? Then I remember Lao Tzu's ancient lament and the fact that we humans have been forever wrestling with the challenges of staying on task. My goal may be to, say, build a house, but I will also invariably have other commitments, such as doing whatever I need to do to manage my other business ventures and keep the diverse and sundry bills paid, to stay clothed and fed, to spend quality time with my loved ones, and to therefore cope with the distractions while I attempt to maintain focus. A relevant poem titled Knowledge comes to us from birthday girl Louise Bogan, who was born in 1897 in Livermore Falls, Maine, and who would become the first woman poet laureate of the Library of Congress. She writes, "Now that I know how passion warms little of flesh in the mold, and treasure is brittle, I'll lie here and learn how, over their ground, trees make a long shadow and a light sound." Among other notable birthdays today, we have that in 1897 of English children's writer Enid Blyton, in 1921 of American writer Alex Haley, in 1946 of the American columnist and Guinness Book of Records woman with the highest IQ, Marilyn Von Savant, in 1950 of co-founder of Apple Computer, Steve Wozniak, in 1954 of American pro wrestler Hulk Hogan and of British singer-songwriter Joe Jackson, and in 1963 of American R&B singer Thornetta Davis. Today, in 3114 BC, the Mesoamerican long count calendar, notably used by the Mayans, began. Today, in 1929, New York Yankees' Babe Ruth became the first Major League Baseball player to hit 500 home runs. Today, in 1964, the Beatles' film A Hard Day's Night premiered in New York City. Today, in 1965, race riots erupted in the Watts District of Los Angeles, resulting in the deaths of 34 people, and the Beatles' film Help was released in the U.S. Today in 1984 at the Olympic Games in Los Angeles, Carl Lewis became the third track and field athlete to win four gold medals in one Olympics, joining fellow Americans Alvin Kreslein and Jesse Owens from the 1900 and 1936 Olympics, respectively. And today in 1984, during a radio voice test, United States President Ronald Reagan joked that he had, quote, "signed legislation that would outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes," close quote. Heavenward, the next three mornings between midnight and dawn will be peak viewing times for the 2025 Perseid meteor shower, mitigated somewhat by our waning, though still bright, gibbous moon. Expect as many as 60 meteorites per hour. At the same time, the planet Jupiter will appear to be keeping close company in the eastern sky with the bright planet Venus. At their closest, the two will appear to be less than 1 degree apart. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise, welcoming this eighth full week of summer and the 33rd week of 2025, and wishing my daughter Jessica a happy birthday on Friday. Keep the faith.